This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick, in for Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge has dismissed portions of a suit brought by the Agua Caliente Band of Quia Indians in California that aimed to give the tribe more control over the groundwater beneath its land. The Desert Sun reports the tribe filed the lawsuit in 2013 against the Coachella Valley's local water districts. U.S. District Court Judge Jesus Bernal ruled the tribe's access to water has not been sufficiently harmed. His ruling states the tribe has always had enough water, and the water met all applicable quality standards. At issue is the Coachella Aquifer, which the water agencies have replenished with Colorado River water. Tribal Chairman Jeff Gruby says tribal leaders are concerned about water quality. They've offered to help pay for facilities to treat the river water. An earlier ruling affirmed the tribe's legal right to the groundwater below its reservation. The case will continue to address whether the tribe controls the groundwater storage space under its land. The case could have an impact on native water rights more widely across the West. It could take a month or more before officials release details of a fatal police shooting inside a church in Rushville, Nebraska. Sheridan County Sheriff Jeff Brewer told KOTA-TV he can't comment further until after a grand jury releases its findings. A sheriff's deputy shot and killed Clarence Leading Fighter, a Lakota man, during Palm Sunday services inside the Immaculate Conception Church. Officials released few other details. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the shooting and has not said whether Leading Fighter was armed. KOTA reports State Patrol investigators say it appears the sheriff's deputy shot Leading Fighter to protect himself and other parishioners. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday over whether to include an American citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. The Trump administration proposes adding the question about citizenship status on the upcoming census form. Many tribes and native groups oppose the move, saying native residents are already undercounted and the question could cause more confusion, further undermining native representation. The National Congress of American Indians issued a resolution against asking about citizenship status, calling for Congress to conduct nonpartisan oversight of the issue to determine how Native residents are affected. Demographic information from the census is used to allocate federal funds to communities. A lower count of people who are listed as American Indian or Alaska Native could affect distribution of resources. Three lower court rulings found the change to the census is unconstitutional. The Census Bureau says it needs a ruling by June in order to stay on schedule for printing and delivering questionnaires to residents. The leader of the Winnemem-Wintu tribe in Northern California was recognized this week with the annual Earth Day Award from the Rose Foundation for Communities. Kalene Sisk is chief and spiritual leader of the tribe. Sisk has advocated for salmon restoration and undamming rivers and lakes. She's leading the tribe's opposition to a proposal that would raise the Shasta Dam. If that plan was implemented, it would flood the tribe's remaining ceremonial lands. KQED reported the Trump administration supports the dam project, which would raise the structure by another 18 feet. The station spoke to Sisk at a meeting on the project held in December.
For us, we have to be connected to those sacred places. And we've already lost 26 miles in the building of Shasta Dam. 26 miles have been given up.
The Rose Foundation noted that Chief Sisk is a leading voice in raising awareness of the human rights inequities suffered by other federally unrecognized tribes and unrepresented indigenous peoples around the world. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by PrairieEdge.com, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.